autopilot. Pat brake into act 2. I may be wrong, but you think that on confirmation they must go to Watergate on it again? Well, as Clayton said, it sure is better if they did. Because it's a hell of a good record.
Yeah.
Most thorough investigation they've ever had, and all that kind of crap, you can say. I think you have a bigger problem with this being a political company than you do
at FBI.
Yeah, but you don't have that problem with the other one. You see, looking at the actor one, the OEP one, is frankly the best job because it's in the White House. And he'd be very useful.
Huh?
He'd be very useful if you use it politically,
yes.
And he could do well there. And there would be something where you can serve the country. Who else did you mention there? Also, if you could talk to, you've got to talk to Schultz right away to see if we can open up the European Community job. Ground, but Schultz should call him back, see if he wants.
Afternoon's open.
Okay. In Florida. The afternoon's and the evening's open.
Problem. He'll be a thorn at times. Well, he did some work, I guess.
Yeah.
Oral history and all that sort of thing.
And he can do some more if that's what we want to do. But
I think he could do us more good.
Yeah.
In the active operation here in Washington, if he'd come to Washington.
I guess they were the foundation thing as a place to meet his people, too. It's not bad.
Well, both the foundation and the institute, which...
Well, we got the foundation now. Who's our major person for some historic?
Nobody. Oh, we have the... If he has got the foundation, he works for the government.
Okay.
He works for us. He's the guy we've got a story with John Nesbitt.
That we probably think we actually need. Somebody almost now is the...
Sometimes we're in good shape on.
I'm thinking somebody at the foundation, sort of. And this could be a high-level person.
All there is there now is voting.
But that's...
I think you're right. I think
we need a high-level person to deal with all those people out there. And,
And it can't be Kalmbach. Kalmbach's been doing it. And we got to get...
No, that's going to do it.
There ought to be a full time. Maybe Eddie is the guy to do it if he'd do it.
Take papers and things. I would trust him to take it. But I wouldn't even trust anybody in the staff with it, things I didn't want to get on and so forth.
Then you're going to get into the whole business there of fundraising, site planning. Your representative on that,
yeah.
It'd be a way that none of that gets out of control so that you don't get anything going the way you don't want.
I wonder really if that is better than trying to haul him back here to Washington. Look for a more high powered person. Who is more high powered?
Probably should, but you could. What you need is a. What guy really knows how to go about all the fundraising business?
Somebody who's. Underestimate your own. And you think of him as young, and yet he's 43. 42.
And he's damn good with people.
Yeah.
And it dazzles people. He could do, if he wanted to do it, he could do a hell of a job on the fundraising and organizing and all that sort of stuff.
Well, I think you could do with the fundraising thing. Really is to keep people, could get a committee there for fundraising.
So that's what they're going to do. A lot of them do that. Firestone and that crowd. We told them not to do any fundraising. They've had the incentive all along. Oh yeah. We gotta push the fundraising hard now and try to get the fundraising
right
done in the next couple of years.
But we should do it at the top of the victory.
That's right.
To get the
and while you're still in office, it means
all the
makes some difference to people. Look at the plans and say it was structurally unsound. They couldn't do it, so they have to go with the other one. same thing. They said if you had a heavy snowstorm, it would pack on there and be unsafe. Just true. That's they just said we can't build that. Which shows you get the right setup at GSA and F. But I should have thought of it. Did Jeff? I just called in and said, we got a problem with this. See what you do, but don't create a big flap. He called back and says, no problem. GSA flap will work.
And he's going to heal with you. Is he going to work in our building?
Can you do it?
He's told. Sure. Well, he has some ideas to it, sure.
Marriott will be something of a problem. This time it's a little easier than last time where we kind of didn't have any tie to it.
I don't know whether that it's worth pulling around. They've got a lot of other issues. They've got the Kennedy Center crap worked out of them. Law school. Get you a lecture. That starts you right off at a very good level. Judge Fay.
We've got to look at people in a different light. You've got to let our young ones move up. We've got to not typecast people as being one place.
Well, you see, in the terms of the Whittaker, my concern on Whittaker has to do with something else than moving him up.
Oh, yeah.
I have great confidence. I don't think Whittaker's got the balls, family, to be a major runner. No, I may be wrong.
I think Lynn has the ball. I don't know much of a difference. See, there's no question.
You've got to have guys with
the
balls.
They're totally different kind of guys. Lynn's tough, dynamic, charging. Whitaker is
sweet.
Basically passive. Very nice guy and persevering, but not dynamic. Conscientious, loyal. All that.
You see people that are going to stay in. The quicker we can inform them and get that out, the better. Then that settles those things for them, so that they don't finish
that.
Yeah,
we want to inform them on the basis of their
right.
Saying that they're going to make changes and there's a new relationship.
I was thinking, well, you as well.
Yeah,
makes it right.
Yeah,
change,
right. Right.
Mission fellow.
Right.
Say about the finance, but I can't comment upon that because that's in trial at the present time.
but it's hardly relevant to my qualifications for NATO.
Yeah, you can't say that. But mine is
what you said,
as a member of the committee, you can say that.
I've got Jacob coming up today.
Yeah.
He's been gone, so. Two weeks to be up that Sunday, but, just gonna turn out our day set up on that. I don't think he wants what I had. What I did is I had John Dean talk to him, and Dick Moore, who he sees as sort of a father figure anyway.
Sure.
And had said that his advice to the president on this is going to be that Dwight must go. It's not right for Dwight's sake, and it's not right for the president's sake for him to stay in the White House because it would be a focal point. Dean has already done this. He did this yesterday. He said it was kind of a blow that Jamie hadn't really thought that was going to hit. And Jamie said, well, what does all of them think? And Dean said, I've discussed this in general with Bob, but he doesn't know what my final recommendation is. I'll call him and tell him.
Right.
And I'll tell him I've talked with you and told you. And then he called me and told me, which we said I'm ahead of time. And I'm going to talk to him. Chapin's now that he's pretty, Dean says, because he talked to him again this morning, and Chapin had dinner with Dick Moore last night.
Chapin's a guy who got a bounce back.
Oh, yeah,
get it down.
No problem. He's going to get that outstanding young man thing out in January, and he'll be up in good shape. And, so what he'd rather do is go into, at least what he thought Dean said yesterday his real interest is television. Go to one of the networks or something. See what he can do there. Spent some time with him last night, counseling that, and I'll talk with him today, and then I'll tell him, I'll make the point, of course, that you're deeply concerned about him.
Hell yes. No wonder we just put him into his door.
Might be smart to take that for the time being and then
he
makes
some money
with it so he can get out fast. Because he's got to get out fast. He's going, he's got to move.
Right, let it go, he should move now. Yeah, that's what I had in mind.
Strawn, we've moved over and it's done. We moved over to USIA, the consul's office there. And so he's out of the White House, he had another job. His, assignment here was finished. Good job, no announcement, no problems for him. It's he is the apparently the one guy that is the problem on testimony in that vote and what he knows. But Dean says he's the one guy he's the least worried about in testimony. He's absolutely solid. He said the important thing is to keep him in the government, keep him, where he doesn't feel that he's been cut off at all, and just let him roll. So that's what they've done. Dean did all this. He's doing a hell of a good job.
Oh,
good
boy. Thank God we got in there. Everybody was up to that.
Wouldn't quite move him up. Dean has stepped up in a hell of a lot better fashion than anybody over at Justice. And taken a much rougher time of it.
Worked out.
Chapin out, Strawn out,
trying
to get all of those things in place before anything.
Sure, you'd rather. I ain't going to be concerned about just having this ready. They come out the next day.
No, I've gone through the thing with them, and it's got to be a Dean report.
Right.
It says nobody was involved or somebody was, but only in this extent.
That's right.
Had no bearing on it.
Yeah.
So,
you can hit Watergate square on that.
Yeah,
I would cover every newspaper without the country. And this is one place where
yep.
Well,
there might be a good one.
Dale moves in the big leagues. He moves in the big leagues really more than Klein, because he's a bigger man than Klein. A more successful man.
Yeah.
And I don't know that he'd be, I don't think he'd be public appearances. You'd be all right. But the point is, I think Dale meeting people and calling people on the phone and all that sort of thing would be goddamn good.
What do you
think? I think he would. I don't know him very well. I'm going to talk to him, get a better feel of what he thinks he can do, too.
Yeah.